On Tuesdays, we listen in on StoryCorps Griot, the project that is recording the stories of African Americans all across the country. Today, a love story that began on tour with Ray Charles. In 1979, Trudy Coran was a Raylette, a background singer for Ray Charles. That same year, teenager Joe Hunt met Trudy at a concert in Detroit. He fell for her instantly. But Joe didn't get to make his move until several years later. His big chance came when Joe signed up as Ray Charles' road manager.
The plan was for me to stay at the office and run the road from the office. So I would train managers and send them out. I would sneak out on the road to see if they were doing their job. And I had been trying to hit on you and date you for years, and you wouldn't give me the time of day.
I didn't trust management.
Right.
So I didn't have nothing to do with you. All you did for me is
give
me information.
That's
give me my
said.
Check, and that was it, bro. I'm sorry.
I know. It's lonely being a manager.
Right. But our relationship was good as far as being able to hang out.
Well, you were my counselor. When I had women problems, I'd come talk to you.
Right.
And you'd listen so good and then send me back to my room.
Right.
You know, and I'm like, no, can I stay? You
no.
know, don't you want to hug me
no.
and hold me? And
no.
and you're like, no, let's pray or read some scripture. And I'm like,
right.
oh, no. Well, you remember I trained this guy, and I had heard this guy was not doing his job, and he was sitting in the audience while the show was going on and doing different things. And I came out on the road to check up on you guys. And as I was going through the venue, I came upon the Raylette's dressing room. And it was just a law that you don't go in the Raylette's dressing room, especially
right.
without knocking.
Exactly.
But the door was cracked. And I go in, and there you were. Our eyes meet, and I kiss you. And you kiss me back on
I
the lips.
I remember that.
And I'm like, it's over. That's it. I got to fire this guy, all right? Even
because
if this guy
you want to come back out on the
right,
road.
Right. Even if this guy was doing a great job, he was fired that day, okay? It's over.
Okay.
I need your job, man, because I'm finna get Trudy, all right? And the next morning, I gave that guy his ticket, and I'm standing at the bus waiting for everyone to come, and you come to the bus, and I see it on your lips. You're about to say that kiss meant nothing. And I looked you in your eyes, and before you could say anything, I said, it's too late. And after 13 years of marriage.
Yes, 13 years of marriage.
I just love what we have in each other. I'm thankful to have you in my life. I mean, you when I wake up and see you, you know, there's not an ugly day as long as you're there.
Now, baby, when you sigh, I want to sigh with you.
Joe Hunter talking to his wife Trudy in Memphis. The StoryCorps Griot booth is currently in Montgomery, Alabama. All the Griot Initiative recordings are archived at the Library of Congress. A copy of each interview will also go to the National Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington, D.C. Hear more at nprnewsandnotes.org.
Now, ain't that love? Ain't that love? Ain't that love?
Support for StoryCorps comes from AT&T. With additional funding from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Now when you walk, I wanna walk.
That's our show for today. Thank you for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show or subscribe to our podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. To join the conversation or sign up for our newsletter, visit our blog at nprnewsandviews.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Tomorrow, results from the Potomac primaries and our bloggers' roundtable.
Ain't that love? Don't you know? Baby, don't you know? Ain't that love, baby, that I feel in my heart?
I'm Farai Chidea. This is News and Notes.